弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace be with you, brothers and sisters。
平安，
感谢主再次有机会与弟兄姊妹一起分享神的话。
Thank the Lord once again, I can share God's word with brothers and sisters。
前不久，我与几位牧师同工一起开会。
A couple of weeks ago, I had a pastor coworker meeting。
有位牧师这样说。
One pastor said this。
在今天的教会里，有属神的人，也有属鬼的人。
There's people who belong to God and who belong to the devil in the church today.
或许有人听到这样的言辞，可能会惊讶地问。
Maybe some might question why the pastor says such thing.
教会里怎么也有属鬼的人呢？
How can there be people who belong to the devil in the church?
我们不妨留意一些我们身边的人或者教会里的人。
Maybe we should focus on the people around us and also in church.
有些人的言行举止表现真的是属鬼的。
The things that those people do, the things that those people say, it seems like they belong to the devil.
根据圣经，所有属鬼之人的下场是什么？
We should focus on what the result of those people who belong to the devil.
今天我要跟大家弟兄姊妹分享一段的经文，在列王记上11:1-13。
The passage I want to share with brothers and sisters today is from 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1-13.
我先用中文读一遍，然后 Lina 用英文读一遍。
I'll read it in Chinese first, and then we'll read it in English afterwards.
这里记载，所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦女子，就是摩押女子、亚门女子、以东女子、西顿女子、赫人女子。论到这些国的人，耶和华曾晓谕以色列人说，你们不可与他们往来相通，因为他们必诱惑你们的心去随从他们的神。所罗门却恋爱这些女子，所罗门有妃700，都是公主，还有嫔300，这些妃嫔诱惑他的心。所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。因为所罗门随从西顿人的女神亚斯他洛和亚门人可称的神米勒公，所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，不效法他父亲大卫专心顺从耶和华。所罗门为摩押可憎的神基莫和亚门人可憎的神摩洛，在耶路撒冷对面的山上建筑修坛。他为那些向自己的神烧香献祭的外邦女子，就是他娶来的妃嫔，也是这样行。耶和华向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离向他两次显现的耶和华以色列的神。耶和华曾吩咐他不可随从别神，他却没有遵守耶和华所吩咐的。所以耶和华对他说，你既行了这事，不遵守我所吩咐你守的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回赐给你的臣子。然而因你父亲大卫的缘故，我不在你活着的日子行这事，必从你儿子的手中将国夺回。只是我不将全国夺回，要因我仆人大卫我和我所拣选的耶路撒冷还留一个支派给你的儿子。
First King chapter 11 verse 1-13. King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women besides Pharaoh's daughter, Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. They were from nations about which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods. Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, and his wives led him astray. When Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. He followed Ashtoreth, the goddess of Sidonians, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely, as David his father had done. On a hill east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. He did the same for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and offered sacrifices to their gods. The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. Although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command. So the Lord said to Solomon, since this is your attitude and you have not kept my covenant and my decrees, which I commanded you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates. Nevertheless, for the sake of David, your father, I will not do it during your lifetime. I will tear out of the hand of your son. Yet I will not tear the whole kingdom from him, but will give him one tribe for the sake of David, my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen.
好，今天我要分享的题目是偏离真神的反思。
So today my sermon title is Reflection of Deviation from True God.
不知道所罗门都很有名，他怎么可能会偏离真神呢？
We think about how great Solomon was and how he deviated from True God.
偏离真神带来什么样的后果呢？
And what are the consequences of deviation?
连所罗门都会偏离真神，所以值得我们基督徒深思。
Even Solomon deviated from God. It's something that we have to reflect on as Christians.
我用三方面来分享这个题目。
So today I will use three different points for today's title.
第一，藐视神的命令，贪爱世界。
The first is despise God's command, loving the world.
所罗门之所以偏离神，是因为他藐视神的命令。因为什么藐视神的命令？因为他贪爱世界。
The reason why Solomon deviated from God is because he despised God's command. And the reason he despised God's command because he had love for the world.
第一节讲到所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦的女子。
In verse 1, it says King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women besides Pharaoh's daughter.
我们留意 这里有两个字，之外。
We see here, beside, the word besides.
所罗门娶法老的女儿是出于政治的原因。
When Solomon married Pharaoh's daughter, it's due to political reason.
圣经没有责备这件事情，但是呢，他在法老的女儿之外又宠爱许多外邦的女子，确实不应该的。
In the Bible, it didn't point out Solomon's fault for marrying Pharaoh's daughter. However, him loving other women aside from Pharaoh's daughter, it pointed out.
这里的宠爱是爱、喜爱、随心所爱、贪爱。
Here, the word loved, it means love, to be fond of, his heart's desire.
所罗门照着自己的喜爱，却是神所不许的。
Solomon followed his own heart desire, which was not what God wanted for him.
如果我们留意这个所罗门的生平，他在刚开始做王的时候，所罗门圣经记载，王上第三章记载，所罗门爱耶和华，遵行他父亲大卫的律例。
In the Bible, in 1 Kings chapter 3:3, when Solomon first encountered God, Solomon loved and feared God very much.
年轻时候的所罗门非常的敬畏神，爱神。
He loved God and feared God when he was in his youth years.
但后来他却自我中心。
But later on, he became very self-centered.
他心里所爱的是外邦的女子。
He loved foreign women in his heart.
他不管神的命令，因为他爱外邦的女子过于爱神了。
His heart, he loved foreign women more than he loved God, so therefore despise God's words.
因为他是王，他可以随自己的意思，可以得到许多的外邦女子。
Because Solomon is the king, he can have many opportunities with other women, foreign women.
但是他忘记了这是神所不许的。
But he has forgotten that it's something that God hates.
因此我们可以说所罗门藐视神的命令。
So therefore we can say Solomon despised God's command.
因为神已曾经已经告诉他，论到这些国的人，你们不可以与他们往来。
because God has clearly told him you must not intermarry with foreign women. Because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods.
这里的他们必诱惑你们的心，在另一个版本是他们必使你的心偏离。
So in another way is saying they will surely turn your hearts.
所罗门不听神的警告，却恋爱这些的女子。
Yet Solomon did not take in the warning and held fast to them in love.
这里的恋爱是紧靠和捏服之爱，是恋爱，是神不娶的。
So here, when it says about in love, it's close to and be adhesive to type of love and admiration, which is not what something God likes.
我们知道所罗门有百般的智慧，超过以前以后的所有的王。
We know Solomon has great wisdom more than any king before or after him.
但他却有一个致命的弱点，就是贪爱女色。
However, he has a fatal weakness, and that is he lusts after women.
第三节记载所罗门有1000个老婆，有700个妃，有300个嫔。
In verse 3, it recorded Solomon has 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, total of 1,000.
而且这1000个的妻妾每天就诱惑他的心。
And these 1,000 women lure his way every day.
我们看到所罗门的这样的光景，圣经记载所罗门的光景的时候，我们是否可以想想，今天我们的基督徒是否也有这样方面的软弱和弱点呢？
When the Bible records about Solomon, we ourselves as Christians should reflect on ourselves and see how we are today.
尤其是今天我们活在这一个的这个末后的时代。
Especially we live in the end of times.
很多人要高举自己，很多人我想怎么样就怎么样。
Many people lift self up, do whatever they please.
即使有时候你不想怎么样，别人会害你怎么样。
Even though sometimes you don't want to do something, other people will harm you.
因为我们充满了诱惑和试探。
Because we are full of trials and temptations.
我们日常的生活中，我们出去的或者不出去的，我们都从很多的地方或者画面中看到、听到许多会叫你受试探。
Doesn't matter if we're indoors or out and about, we face a lot of temptations from the things that we see.
我相信这方面弟兄比较受的试探多一点。
I think brothers in this specific area have more temptations.
当然姐妹也不例外。
But of course, sisters are not excluded.
进入最近这个被冒出来的这个拜登的儿子 Hunter Biden的硬盘门的事件。
Just like recently, Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden's hard drive affair.
拜登都称自己是天主教徒。
Biden claims that he is Catholic, thank you.
但是我们看到这些的爆料，甚至连 FBI 或者这个政府部门都有证实这些的爆料是真实的。
Yeah, FBI have investigated and shown that those are true facts.
我们说人真的会为了这些的金钱，为了私欲会远离神。
We see that humans, because of our own selfish desires and money, we would go against God.
我们也听说过有一些的基督徒，甚至教会的领袖，也因为贪爱这些的情欲、钱财而偏离神。
We also hear church leaders who fall away from God and because of money and because of selfish desires.
其实我们每个人都充满了一些的试探，容易使我们偏离神。
We all face temptations and trials that make us fall.
记得几年前我去香港教一门神学课。
Remember a few years back when I went to teach a seminary course in Hong Kong.
期间我跟几位来自中国的神学生谈话，辅导他们。
I was talking to a couple of seminary students from China.
有位年轻的女传道问我说。
a young female preacher asked me.
圣经说信与不信的不可同父异母。
She says, in the Bible, it says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
若有一对信与不信的男女真的都很爱对方，也不能谈恋爱和结婚吗？
She says, if there's a couple, one Christian, one non-Christian, and they loved each other very much, can they not date and get married?
我回答说不可以。
I said no.
但是我看到这个女传道脸上表露出失望满然。
After hearing me say no, she was a little disappointed and at loss.
她的脸部的表情告诉我她问题是她自己的。
Her facial expression showed me that this is her problem.
然后就接着说,
so then I followed up with,
除非你先带对方信耶稣,
unless you bring him to believe in Jesus.
而且你要确定他不是骗你，是真的信耶稣，而且你要留意他是不是在属灵上有不断的追求。
Making sure he truly believes and not try to please you and see that he has continual desire to pursue in spiritual life.
否则呢，你的服事会受影响，你会被他带领偏离神的。我说，
I said, or else your service to God will be drifted away because of him.
信与不信的人，信与不信的结婚呢？
How about believers marry an unbeliever?
往往是信的是不信的人影响而偏离真神。
Most of the time is the believer being influenced by the non-believer and draw away from God.
在我的家乡曾经有位这个年轻貌美的基督徒姐妹。
There was a very pretty young Christian sister at my hometown.
她当时选择嫁给一个这个男生，不信主的男生。
She decided to marry a non-Christian boy when she was young.
因为那个男生的家里非常的富有。
The boy's family is very rich.
当她嫁过去的时候，她的婆婆非常的迷信啊，迫使她因此妥协，偏离了神，有30年不去教会了。
And when she got married, she realized her mother-in-law is superstitious and made her turn away from God. And she, from then, haven't been to church for 30 years.
还是神怜悯她，当她婆婆离世的时候， 她才有机会重新回到神的面前。
God showed mercy to her after the mother-in-law passed away. She returned back to church.
曾经有基督徒这样问我说，
So a Christian once asked me,
有人找我合伙做生意，对方很诚心。
There's a guy who wanted to do business with me, and he seems very genuine.
而且这个生意也是我的本行，但是他不是基督徒，我可以跟他合伙做生意吗？
And this business is my profession. However, this guy is not a Christian. Should I partner with him?
我说不可以。
I said no.
当时那位弟兄听进去了，感谢神，他还没有答应对方之前先咨询我。
The brother heard my words, and he didn't partner with him until he consulted with me first.
我们知道有很多人都喜欢 这个跟人做生意，不管对方信不信主，只要赚钱就好。
There's a lot of people who wants to do business with whoever. Doesn't matter if they're Christian or non-Christian. As long as they can make money, it's enough.
我们知道有一些做生意的人的确赚到钱，但是他是坑人的，是耍诡诈不诚实的。
There's a lot of people who make a lot of money doing business, but they're not truthful with what they do.
因为你的观念、你的原则跟不信的不一样啊，所以你容易为了钱会妥协的。Because
to you, your foundation is a little bit different. You might give in a lot more easier.
哥林多后书这个第6章清楚的记载。In
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 16 clearly states,
你们和不信的原不相配，不可不要同父一轭。
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
那里讲得很清楚，信主的是义的，不信主的是不义的。义和不义的有什么相交呢？
It clearly states, believers is considered righteous, and non-believers are considered wicked. So then what do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
基督和比列有什么相合呢？
What harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？
What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols?
所以呢，今天我们基督徒，我们要明白，今天许多的东西会诱惑你，使你偏离神的。
So we Christians, we have to understand that there are so many things that can make us sway from God.
我们要遵守神的命令。
We have to follow God's command.
但是很可惜，很多的基督徒为了自己的利益，为了自己的事，常常是藐视神的命令。
The sad thing is a lot of Christians, because of their own desires, they drift away and despise God's command.
按照圣经的真理，对基督徒来说，无论是找结婚的对象，还是找生意的伙伴，还是交朋友，我们都要照着圣经的原则，否则你就容易偏离了真神。
To Christians, doesn't matter if you're looking for a marriage partner in work, or just simply being friends, we need to follow the biblical principle, or else you will deviate from God very easily.
其实偏离神不是一下子就可以马上，就是好像急转弯就偏离神，是慢慢的。
I'm not saying when you deviate from God, it's a sharp turn. It's a slow deviation.
当你为了自己的利益或者贪爱世界不顾神的命令的时候，你已经开思想已经开始偏离神，然后做出来那就真的是偏离神了。
When you have a desire for certain thing and you start drifting away and your thought process begins turning away from God, that's already a deviation. That's the start of it.
记得有基督徒家里请客吃饭的时候，
So a Christian family inviting friends for dinner.
尤其是我们说过年啊、过节啊、吃饭的时候，客人中有许多不信主的。
Oh, especially during holiday season, you invite friends, family who might not be Christians.
吃完饭，有人要打麻将、赌博了。
And after dinner, some people want to play mahjong or gambling.
主人碍于面子不好拒绝。
And because of wanting to save face, they don't reject.
然后这个网牌到这些赌博到中头的时候，有人离开了，然后呢，就这个呢，主人就被这些客人叫下来臭脚了。
And maybe some of the guests left the party, and then there's an empty spot, so then the owner was invited to join the game.
如此的基督徒还说自己这只是娱乐嘛，找借口说没有关系的。
And the owner might give themselves an excuse saying that, oh, it's just only socializing.
其实这就是罪。
Actually, this is sin.
因为神痛恨罪。
Because God hates sin.
神已经洁净我们了，使我们知道他的命令。
God has already cleansed us and given us his commands.
当人，我们基督徒又去碰这些不该碰的赌博，其实就是贪爱是赌博，就是为了赚赢钱嘛。
When you're playing with when you gamble, it's essentially you want to win money. That's already going against God's will.
好像这是只是一个小小的一个的动作，其实这就是偏离神。
Maybe that just seems like this very small, tiny thing, but it's already going against God's will.
也曾有基督徒这样对我说。
And another Christian said to me once,
我来到美国好不容易啊，我做工辛苦，我赚了很多钱，今天我拥有很多钱，都是我辛苦赚来的。
They say, oh, I came to America, I've been working so hard, all this money that I earned, it's all because I worked hard for it.
难道我不能随自己的意思花钱吗？
Should not use it the way that I want?
所以你看到今天我们说美国后来两个州的人呢，很多人住豪宅开名车，甚至有钱的 中年已经成功了，退休玩环游世界了。
Many people live in mansion, buying luxury cars, and in the middle age have enough money to travel the world.
但如果你是基督徒，我就有话要讲了。
However, if you're a Christian, I have some words to say to you.
是的，你的钱是你辛苦赚了，你不是偷来的。
Yeah, of course, the money you've earned is because you worked hard for it. You didn't steal.
但是是谁给你赚钱的机会，谁给你智慧去赚得这么多钱呢？
Who has given you the opportunity? Who has given you the wisdom to earn those money?
神让你赚到这么多钱，就是为了要让你炫耀自己，在享受一切这个跟世人看齐吗？
God giving you all this money, did he want you to be equal with the world?
所以我说，很多的时候，很多基督徒为什么会偏离神？其实他的思想需要被纠正过来。
A lot of times Christians deviate from God is because their thought process needs to be corrected.
我们今天神让我们富有了，赚很多钱了，比别人赚得多，你应该感谢神。
God has given you the opportunity to have much more money than a lot of people. We should be thankful.
你的所拥有的钱其实都是神的。
All the money that you have, it's actually belonging to God.
我们不能随自己的意思去浪费这些的金钱，应该借着所拥有的财富去荣耀神。
We should not waste the money that God has given to you, and instead use it to glorify God through your riches.
你要舍得的奉献去，这个使更多的人能够有机会听见福音。
You should be willing to tithe so that more people have the opportunity to hear the good news.
而不是借着你所拥有的财富去专注于今生的吃喝玩乐。
And not use those money to focus on living well and be merry.
所罗门之所以偏离神，跟他的财富也有关系，跟他的贪爱世界有关系。Because
Solomon deviating from God is because his love for the world and also his riches.
我们看上文就知道，王上第十章记载。We
can look at 1 Kings chapter 10, 18 to 21.
所罗门王用象牙制造一个宝座。The
king made a great throne covered with ivory.
所以他用金金包裹宝座，有6个台阶等等。And
overlay with fine gold, there's six. The throne has 6 steps.
然后后面讲到所罗门一切的银器都是金子的。And
also towards the end, it says all King Solomon's goblet were gold.
我们知道，连圣殿里至圣所里面，这很多的东西，不一定全部都是金子的。In
the holy temple, we know that not everything is covered with gold.
但是所罗门却奢华，却他日常的饮用的那些器皿都是金子的。However,
Solomon was living in luxury. Even his goblets were gold.
这不是他贪爱世界的这个享受世界的表现吗？
Isn't that just plainly stating his love for the world?
我也发现有一些基督徒，他的家里豪宅真的很漂亮，装潢的美轮美奂的。I
see a lot of Christians that their houses are very nicely renovated, extremely beautiful.
当然，我不是说基督徒买豪宅、住豪宅有什么不对。I
am not saying that Christian living in a mansion and a big house is forbidden.
我的意思是我发现有一些的基督徒，他的确很富有，住豪宅、开名车，但是教会找不到他奉献的记录。And
what I'm saying is, even though they live in really large mansions and they have luxury cars, however, we don't find any tithing from them in church whatsoever.
你们说这是不是贪爱世界，这是偏离神的表现
？Well, isn't that already deviating from God and loving the world?
今天多少的基督徒，甚至教会的同工
？So today, so many Christians, including co-workers in church,
拼命的赚钱。So
focused on earning money.
当然，赚钱也没有什么不对，因为人要汗流满面才得糊口。问题是，为了赚钱不守主日，那就。I'm
not saying. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with earning money. What I'm saying is, when you earn money, so. When you're so focused on earning money and you don't separate Sundays apart.
我看到一家一家的基督徒都买房子，但是呢，他们买房子很有钱的，一个家庭可以买100万的房子、200万的，但是呢，叫他奉献呢，哎，就没有。
a lot of time they have a lot of money to buy new houses, a million-dollar house. However, they just have no money to tithe.
很多人你看到他的时候，他嘴上都很有见证的，这个救主恩啊，这个神如何恩待我，但是他的心却远离神的。A
lot of people have lip services saying about how great God's salvation is, but their hearts are very far away from God.
我也发现一些基督徒父母一心为儿女，忘却尊荣神，把自己的积蓄全部给孩子了。
And a lot of times, they people focus on their children so much, everything they have given to their children, and they neglect to glorify God.
也有些基督徒陶醉醉中之乐，藐视神的命令。
And some focus on enjoying sinful life and despising God's command.
这是我因为做牧师多年，我看到许多的基督徒，我看到他们的反应表现，我真的非常的为他们着急。
This is what I see as a pastor of seeing different families. I'm very nervous for them.
有人说信主好多年，但是我看到他常常是表现出偏离神的。Some
people say that they've been they believed in God for many years, but their actions don't really show it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道藐视神的命令是罪。Brothers
and sisters, we have to know despising God's command is a sin.
有时候我们的自信、骄傲、贪心就会使我们陷入迷惑。A
lot of times our confidence, our pride, our greed will put us in confusion.
如果我们不及时的悔改，我们的心就会越来越刚硬。If
we don't repent quick, our heart will be more hard.
最后就会步所罗门的后尘，离弃永生神。In
the end, we will end up like Solomon, forsaking the eternal God.
其实通往永生的路是一条窄路，路上危机四伏。The
road to eternity is extremely narrow. It is full of crisis.
我们绝对不可以掉以轻心。We
cannot let our guard down.
基督徒要坚守我们所相信的，也要尽心尽意爱神，敬畏他。We
have to hold fast to what we believe in and fear God with all our hearts and all our minds.
我们要听。 他的独生子耶稣基督的话语。We
have to listen to his one and only son, Christ Jesus.
虽然你有自己所爱，但是我们不能执着于自己的爱。你可以爱，但是你要衡量，你要注重的这个东西所爱的是不是神允许的。We
should not focus on what we love. We have to value if whether that's what God wants you to love.
我们知道神的命令总是叫我们得益处的。We
have to understand that God's commands are for our benefit.
如果我们轻视神的警告，必会使我们落入一个不好的结果。If
we despise God's warning, we won't have a good ending.
有人说我对圣经很熟，其实你圣经熟还是不够的。Some
say, "Oh, I'm very familiar with the Bible." But merely knowing is not enough.
我们更重要要顺从神。The
more important thing is we have to obey God.
我们刚开始的时候，这个刚才组织崇拜的时候，有时候歌耶稣基督是完全顺服的，我们也应该效法他去顺服神。The
songs that we sang previously, Jesus is very obedient. We have to be like him to be obedient.
我们要不但要相信神的话，存记神的话，然后呢，顺服神的话，在日常生活中应用出来，活出来。We
have to live out our obedience to God in our daily life, in our work.
我们活在这个世界上，常常是会被一些的人事物会带偏了，偏离神的。Living
in this world, we are easily swayed by certain people.
所以圣经。 告诉我们，约翰一书第二章十五节记载：不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。In
1 John chapter 2 verse 15, it says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them."
弟兄姊妹，阿门吗
？You amen to that?
我们思想第二方面。Let's
look at the second point.
违背神的圣约，随从别神。
Go against God's covenant, following other gods.
Solomon 年老的时候，他的 妃嫔诱惑他的心去随从别神，不效法他父大父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺从耶和华他的神。
As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been.
年轻时候的所罗门效法他父亲，因为他父亲除了这那一件事得罪神，后来他都敬畏神，所以大卫成为所罗门的一个很好的一个榜样。所以年轻时的所罗门是效法他父亲，但是年老的时候他晚节不保，随从别神了。
When Solomon was in his youth, he followed his father David. Even though he had his mistakes, but after that specific event, David has turned away from his evil ways and followed God. So Solomon has been seeing how David acts, and he's been really good. However, at his old age, his heart hardened and he drifted away from God.
Solomon 怎么会随从别神呢？
And why did Solomon chase after other gods?
因为这里有两个字我们要留意，诱惑。
There's a thing that we have to see. He was lured into.
之所以所罗门会随从别神偏离神，是因为那妃嫔的诱惑。
His wives turned his heart. They lured him away from God.
年老的所罗门不再顺服耶和华他的神。
Solomon grew old. His heart was not fully devoted to the Lord, his God.
为了讨妻妾们的喜悦，他放弃了该持守的。
In order to please his wives, he forfeited what must be kept.
去随从这些妃嫔所拜的神。
And turn his heart after what his concubines believe.
因为人心里有所钟爱，自然就会迁就所钟爱的人。
When you have someone in your heart that you love, you naturally try to please that person.
五到八节讲到所罗门这个随从那些可憎的神。
In verse 5 to 8, mentioned about Solomon following the detestable gods.
所罗门非但没有阻止这些娶来的外邦女子拜自己的神，反而顺着这些妃嫔去为这些的偶像在耶路撒冷造这些祭坛、造庙宇，自己一起跟他们拜。
Solomon did not turn his wife to obey and follow his God. He actually turned himself and went and believed in the detestable gods and building temples for them.
这些拜偶像的外邦人的仪式、拜敬拜的过程有淫乱的，有拜天象的，有献孩童为祭的，有拜这个受造之物太阳的，这些都是神所厌恶的，是违背神的圣约的。
So from those detestable gods, there's promiscuous activities, there's bowing down to astronomical phenomenons, and there's also child sacrifices and worshiping sun god. All of above are detestable and against God's will, God's covenant.
神曾经与所罗门重申大卫之约。
God reiterated with Solomon about his covenant with David.
当时所罗门也正面的回应了，但是他却没有遵守。
At that time, Solomon responded very positively, but he did not follow through with his words.
当神跟他重申大卫之约的时候，所罗门已经答应要诚诚实实的这个侍奉神耶和华的。
He has agreed to be fully devoted to Jehovah his God.
他一方面在神的面前答应我要一生专心的侍奉你，但是年老的时候却因为妃嫔的诱惑随从了别神。
He has agreed to be fully devoted to his God at early age, but in his late years, he forfeited the true God and started following the concubines' false gods.
年老时的所罗门，他对神的心不再专一了。
His heart at his old age is no longer fully devoted to God.
他同时拜耶和华他的神，又拜他妃嫔所拜的假神。
He worshipped the true God and also worshipped the fake gods of his concubines and wives.
啊，忘记了耶和华是忌邪的神。
He forgets Jehovah God is a jealous God.
这不是说所罗门不再爱神，而是说他对神的心不专一了。
I'm not saying Solomon doesn't love God anymore. He's just not fully devoted to God.
心不专一就是指一心二意了。
No longer fully devoted, meaning his heart is split to two.
就是我曾经在社会上多年前认识一位的男人，他有了外遇。
So it's just like a man that I once knew. During his marriage, he has a mistress.
他不再对老婆专一，但是同时呢，他又不是不要老婆，所以呢，老婆也要，小三也爱，享受其人之福。
He's not fully devoted to his wife anymore. It's not that he doesn't want his wife anymore. He just wants his wife, at the same time, wants the mistress.
或许他有时候也觉得自己对妻子的亏欠，但是他又不能断绝与小三的来往。
Sometimes he feels guilty towards his wife, yet at the same time, he can't be cut clean from the mistress.
我说许多的基督徒为什么偏离神，跟这个情形好像相似。
A lot of times Christians deviate from Christ. It's very similar to this scenario.
很多基督徒不是一这样子吗？今天去教会，明天照样去偏离神，做神所不喜悦的，随从别神。
Just like Christians today coming to church and worshiping, and then tomorrow going after other gods.
生命记清楚的记载，以色列，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。所罗门建殿的时候也亲口的说，使地上万民都知道，唯独耶和华是神，并无别神。
In Deuteronomy, it states, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Also in King, when Solomon was building dedicating the temple, he says, "So that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other."
但是年老的时候，所罗门真是违背自己的誓言，违背自己过去的那一切。现在所罗门是随从别神，不再说立约的耶和华是唯一的真神了。
When Solomon grew old, he no longer says the God of his covenant is the only true God. He's following his own ways.
我们看到一个很爱神、智慧超群的所罗门会离弃独一的真神。
Solomon, who loves God, he's full of wisdom, still stay swayed from true God.
因妃嫔的诱惑转去随从别的神，然后去行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
He turned his heart away from God because of his wives and do what is evil in the eyes of the Lord.
我们又如何呢？
What about us?
或许有人基督，有些基督说，我不会像所罗门这样子。
Some Christian might say, oh, I definitely won't be like Solomon.
真的吗？我们可能你偏离神还不知道呢。
Are you sure about that? Sometimes you're already deviating from God and you just don't know it yet.
And the so, woman, you way has Jingwei to eat a sentis, woman, Yjingwei Baila, Sung Yula.
Sometimes we think that we are still fully devoted to God, but we have drifted away from Him.
You may woman, you so, you eat a yes, singlet, Moses, Sung Yen, don't come with others.
Sometimes unconsciously we do things that are evil to the eyes of the Lord.
所以今天我们要反思这个问题。
So therefore, we have to reflect on this problem.
有一些看起来小事，但是正是你偏离神的圣约，是行了神眼中看为恶的事，结局是可怕的。
Certain things it might seem minute to you at the moment, but to God it is huge, and it's you drifting away from Him, the start of you drifting away from Him.
因为这些关乎到我们属灵生命的生死存亡。
Because this actually relates to our spiritual life, the death and the resurrection of our spiritual life.
所罗门致命的错误是什么？
What was the fatal mistake for Solomon?
为了追求权力、成功、财富和私欲，向偶像和罪恶做出让步妥协。
He He compromised with idol and sin due to his love to pursue for power, success, wealth, and sexual desires.
这也正是许多美国人的光景，尤其是这些的政治领袖们。
This is what a lot of Americans are in right now, especially the political parties.
有人说民主党，美国的民主党多年前是不错的。
A lot of people say Democratic Party in the past was great.
但是最近这个那十几年非常的堕落了。
About the past 10 plus years, it has went downhill.
如今的民主党是主张欣赏多元的文化，随从别神，不要神了。These
days, Democratic Party are focused on multiculturalism and follow whatever gods they want.
正如拜登还说自己去教会的，但是他的言行暗地里做了所做的，这是可耻的。Biden
says he goes to church, but what he does behind the scenes, that's very shameful.
9月29号，两个总统候选人辩论的会议上，这个川普问拜登说：“你为什么不敢指责那些打砸抢的暴徒？”
The first debate on September 29th, Trump asked Biden this question, why aren't you rebuking those looters?
因为你怕失去他们对你的支持。
It's because you are afraid to lose their support.
记得2个月前的一个晚上，我去我姐夫家吃饭。
Remember 2 months ago, I went to my brother-in-law's house for dinner.
当晚这个饭桌上有很多人。
Well, there were a lot of people at the dinner table.
有人说自己的家已经信耶稣40年了。Some
say their family has believed in God for more than 40 years.
但据我所知道，平常几乎都不去教会的，一年大概去两次。However,
I know they don't normally go to church, maybe twice a year.
也有人说自己佛堂也去，教会也去，反正都一样嘛，都是劝人为善嘛。Some
say they go to Buddhist temple and church because they're essentially the same, convincing people to do good.
如果有人这样说，你没有话讲，你默认了，其实呢，你的信仰是有问题的。If
someone say that to you and you don't say anything against it, you are essentially agreeing.
不单说这样的话的人有问题，你一个基督徒听见人家这么说，你没有发声纠正对方的错，你也是有问题，你已经偏离神了。If
someone say that to you and you don't say anything about that or against it, that means you are following along and you are already deviating from God.
记得有位自称服侍神几十年的弟兄，他常常无缘无故的骂人。I
know there's a brother who says he's been serving in church for years, yet he yells at people randomly.
有人说他因为有肝病，你不要跟他计较嘛。Some
people say, oh, he has liver disease, don't mind him.
请问有病的基督徒就可以随便对人发飙吗？
Do you think a sick or a Christian who is ill can just randomly throw fits at other people?
你有没有留意到随便发飙骂人的人，他是属神的还是属鬼的？
Don't you focus on whether they belong to God or they belong to devil when they just randomly throw fits at other people?
撒母耳记上25章记载有一个人叫拿巴性情凶暴。
In 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 17, they recorded about this man, Nabal, who is a wicked man.
性情凶暴，意思其实拿巴性情凶暴，就是另一个版本是说他是比列之子，就是撒旦之子的意思。
And when it mentioned about being the wicked man, it's saying son of Belial, which is also meaning son of Satan.
当一个人随便暴怒、随便的骂人的时候，即使你已经偏离神，因为你已经落入一个的试探，成为魔鬼的工具，成为魔鬼的儿子了。When
you randomly throw fit at other people and yell at other people, you already fallen into the trap of Satan and being used by Satan.
有基督徒姐妹说，她的老公总是针对她、骂她、这个诅咒她、惹她，甚至冤枉她。
A Christian sister says her husband goes against her often, yells at her, curses at her, and bother her, even wrongly accuse her.
当时真的想跟老公拼命，拼了算了。And
she says she wants to hurt him to death.
请问他这样子只做 对嘛？当然，她的老公是不对的，但问题是，这个姐妹有这样的想法，你说对吗？
Of course, the husband doing that is wrong, but have the sister thinking that way, is that right or wrong?
其实有时候我们会常常因为别人的恶，使我们也陷入恶中啊。其实这已经违背了圣约。
A lot of times when other people do evil things to us and we want to do evil back to them, we are going against God's covenant already.
当我们因别人的恶也成为恶的时候，你已经是随从魔鬼，随从别神了。
We follow other people's evil and we want to do evil. We are swayed by the devil.
箴言书第一章第十节记载：“我儿，恶人恶饮，又你不可随从。”
In Proverbs 1, chapter 10, it says, My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them.
是我们身边可能会遇到一些恶人不可爱的，但是耶稣说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。”
Yes, we might have people who are not as lovely around us. However, Jesus says, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest.
所以我们要反思，我今天有没有偏离神。
We have to reflect on ourselves whether we have deviated from God.
几个月前，有位姐妹问我。
A couple months ago, a sister from church asked me.
她90多岁的父亲过世了。
Her 90-year-old dad has passed away.
还有4个兄弟姐妹。
She has 4 brothers and sisters.
这几个兄弟姐妹坚持照佛教的仪式办丧事。
And the siblings want to follow Buddhism funeral service.
包括找这个和尚念经，也要这位基督徒姐妹出钱。
Even including Buddhist services, and they want the sister to contribute monetarily.
于是他就找我，问我怎么办。
So the sister came and asked me what she should do.
我就建议他说：“你们的兄弟姐妹。”他是佛教徒，他这样做你也没有办法，但是你可以不参与的。
I said, your siblings are fully devoted to Buddhism, but you don't have to participate.
我说我教你一招，是你的兄弟姐妹也会同意的。
I can teach you something that your siblings will agree.
我说你主动的跟你的其他的几位兄弟姐妹说，父亲的棺木你一个人买了，关于佛教仪式所需要的一切的经费你也分也不出，他们会同意的。
If you say, if they purchase everything for the funeral service and for the gravestones and everything, and you don't participate, they can do everything Buddhism way, whatever they want.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒，我们不能随从别人呢、啊。
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, we should not follow other gods.
有时候我们需要声明的，这件事我不参与，其他的我可以一个人包办。
We can say, I will not participate in this. Other things, I will take it all on.
我不行神眼中看为恶的事。
I do not do things that are evil in the eyes of the Lord.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，以别神取代耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
In the Bible, it says, focusing on other gods, replacing your true God, your burden will be added onto you.
所以我们不可随从别神，行神眼中看为恶的事。
So therefore, we should not do evil in the eyes of the Lord.
要诚诚实实的顺服神，你们阿们吗？
We need to fully be devoted to obeying our God. Do you amen to that?
我们思想，接下来思想第三方面。
Let's look at the third point.
辜负神的期待，失去应许。
Disappoint God's expectations and losing the promise.
我们都非常的喜欢神的应许。
We all like God's promises.
但是有时候神的应许好像实现在别人的身上，在你的身上好像没有办法实现。
Oftentimes it seems like God's promises are fulfilled in other people, not in your own life.
问题到底出在哪里呢？
Where is the problem lie?
其实根据这段的经文，是因为你辜负了神的期待。
Actually, according to this verse, it's because you have disappointed God.
当一个人偏离了真神的时候，你就辜负了神的期待，就失去了神原本应许给你的。
When you drift away from God, you already disappointed him, so therefore you lose his promise originally set for you.
第九到第十节记载耶和华向所罗门发怒。
Verse 9, it says, the Lord became angry with Solomon.
因为他的心偏离向他两次显现的耶和华以色列的神。
Because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice.
神曾经两次的向所罗门显现。
God appeared to Solomon twice.
第一次我们都大家都会都记得的，第一次在基遍的时候，神向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么就可以求。
The first time was at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream and asked, and he said, ask for whatever you want me to give you.
然后神就赐给他智慧，使他能够使所罗门能够治理审判这众多的民。
So God gives wisdom to Solomon so that he knows how to take care of the kingdom.
神非常喜悦所罗门这个祈求，于是又应许说，我把其他的也都给你。
God was very pleased with what Solomon asked for, which was wisdom. So therefore, God has given Solomon more than that.
所以神给所罗门的是独特的，是超越的，我们世上所有人的，我觉得。
What God has given to Solomon is way more than what God has given to any one of us.
然后耶和华神又第二次向所罗门显现，对他说
，When the Lord appeared to him a second time,
你若效法你的父亲大卫，存诚实的心，这个行在我面前，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，谨守我的律例典，我就坚固你的国位。在以色列中直到永远，正如我应许你父亲大卫说，你的子子孙孙断，不断人坐在以色列国位。
The Lord said to him, "As for you, if you walk before me faithfully with integrity of heart and uprightness, as David your father did, and do all I command you, command and observe my decrees and law, I will establish a royal throne over Israel forever." As I promised David, your father, when I said, you shall never fail to have a successor on the throne of Israel.
神原本是要非常恩待所罗门。
God wants to show his promise to Solomon.
神也已经恩待所罗门了。
And God has been extremely gracious to Solomon.
神之所以恩待所罗门，不单单是因为了所罗门一个人，也是为了整个以色列的国家、百姓、民族。
God's grace on Solomon is not only for him, but also for the Israelites, who him has chosen.
神要借着所罗门复兴以色列整个的民族。
He wants to revive Israelite nation through Solomon.
神要借着所罗门成为以色列百姓敬畏他、遵行他道的一个 symbol 的。
God wants to use Solomon so that the Israelites can be a sample of the relationship he has for what the relationship has with God.
可惜所罗门年轻的时候敬畏神，但年老的时候晚节不保，辜负了神的期待，随从别神。
Even though Solomon was very devoted in his youth years, yet when he got old,He drifted away from God.
所以神就向他发怒。
So therefore, God became angry with Solomon.
有句话这样说：领受的恩典多，神对你的要求也高。
There's one saying that says, "The more grace you receive, God's demands are higher."
所以神向所罗门发怒，因为他辜负了神的期待。
God became angry with Solomon because he has forfeited God's expectation for him.
神对所罗门有一个的审判。
God has a judgment on Solomon.
神对他说：“你既行了这事，不遵守我所吩咐你的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回，赐给你的臣子。”
So since this has been your mind, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes that I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and give it to your servant.
神原本应许给大卫的，他的国度是可以永永远远的。
What God has promised about David's kingdom is it will be lasting forever.
神也对所罗门重申大卫之约，也就是说，所罗门也可以得到神这个应许的。
And God has reiterated his promise with Solomon so that his kingdom will be forever too.
但是可惜呢，这个所罗门因为这个违背了神呢，所以呢，国家就一分为二，只留这个两个支派给他，十个支派都归了耶路伯安了。Yet
because of what Solomon has done, the Lord split the kingdom and tear it apart, leaving only two tribes.
也因为所罗门辜负了神的期待，不但是国家分裂，也为这个整个的民族这个败亡，这个灭亡，这个被掳带来了伏笔。Not
only the kingdom split, the whole tribe has been captured to another nation.
我发现许多基督徒也辜负了神的期待。I
noticed that many Christians have forfeited what God's command has been.
失去了神的应许。And
they have lost God's promise.
我们可以发现有一些基督徒不顺服神，行神眼中看为恶的事。We
see many Christians who don't obey God and do things that are evil in the sight of the Lord.
甚至当有讲台或者基督徒牧师指出他的错的时候，他还抱着侥幸的心理，没事的。Even
when pastors point their flaws out, they still have this lucky mindset.
以为我是蒙神拣选的，所以永远不会灭亡。Thinking
they are the chosen ones, so therefore they will never experience death, they will never perish.
真的吗？
Is that true?
如果你留意去读以西结书，你就会明白。When
you focus on Ezekiel, Book of Ezekiel,
那里记载说，义人若离开义行，行恶人所行的恶，他过去的义不被纪念，因今天的恶他要灭亡。Because
in Ezekiel it says the righteous, if they depart from righteousness and do evil, would the righteousness that they have done will not be remembered, only the evil will be remembered.
所以我们不要自欺欺人了，再不悔改，注定灭亡。
Don't lie to yourself. If you do not repent, you will be condemned, you will perish.
我们看到当大卫犯罪的时候，神借着先知拿单指出大卫的罪，大卫马上就认罪悔改。We
know that when David sinned, God sent Prophet Nathan to point out his wrong, and David immediately repented.
神就赦免大卫的罪。So
therefore, God forgave David for his sins.
然后神仍然恩待大卫，称他是合神心意的人。And
God continually praised David and say that he is righteous.
但是我们刚才看到，当神向所罗门发怒的时候，指出他的罪的时候，所罗门没有马上认罪悔改。So
when we look at Solomon, when God pointed out Solomon's wrong, Solomon did not immediately repent.
如果所罗门能够马上悔改，我相信上帝的恩典是够用的，以色列国家也会不一样。I
believe if Solomon immediately repented, God would have forgiven him, and the kingdom of Israel would be in a different state.
但圣经没有清楚地记载所罗门有没有悔改。In
the Bible, it did not record whether Solomon repented or not.
但根据这些箴言书或者传道书，我们知道。 所罗门后来他悔改了。But
from Book of Proverbs in Ecclesiastes, we know that Solomon repented.
虽然他悔改了，但是失去了许多的祝福应许。Even
though Solomon repented, he has lost a lot of blessings from God.
因为给自己的民族和国家带来灾难性的一些的审判。
Because he has brought disastrous judgment for the Israelite nation.
神曾应许将迦南地赐给以色列人。
God has promised to give the land of Canaan to Israelites.
并应许摩西带领他们进入迦南地。
And he also promised to Moses he will lead them into the land of Canaan.
但从埃及出来的以色列人都倒闭在旷野，只有两个人例外。
Yet the Israelites who came out of Egypt all died in the wilderness except two people.
连摩西也不能进迦南地。
Even Moses could not enter Canaan.
你们知道为什么吗？
Do you remember why?
因为当以色列百姓没有水喝，在摩西面前发怒的时候，摩西也被激怒，用杖击打磐石，得罪了神。
Because when the Israelites had no water to drink, and they were grumbling against God, and Moses got angry and used the staff and hit the rock, which offended God.
或许有人觉得，神也太严厉了吧。
Some might say, man, God is so strict.
你不要忘记了，摩西是领袖，是 symbol。如果你做一个领袖，没有在百姓的面前尊敬神，那么下面的百姓会效法的。
But we have to remember, Moses is a leader. He is an example set apart for the Israelites. If he himself does not fear God, how can the other people do?
所以这件事，神惩罚摩西不能进入迦南地。
So therefore, God rebukes Moses, and he is no longer able to enter the land of Canaan.
所以哥林多前书第十章记载，他们遭遇这些事，都要作为警戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这些末世的人。所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
1 Corinthians 10:11 to 12 says, These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warning for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
有些基督徒以为自己的恩赐比别人多就夸口。
Some Christians boast about their gifts, spiritual gifts.
其实你的恩赐有哪一样不是从神领受的呢？
But whatever gifts you have, aren't they all from God?
耶稣曾经对那些称呼主啊主啊的人说，你们这些奉我的名传道赶鬼行义的人，称他们是作恶的人。
Jesus calls those who says, Lord, Lord, I've driven driven out demons in your name, perform many miracles. Jesus calls them evildoers.
是，曾经神可能真的是借着你或者某一个人行了很多的神迹，做了很多的福音事工。问题是你今天如果行神眼中看为恶的事，那么你与神就无分了。
Yes, maybe in the past you have done a lot of good deeds and perform miracles and whatever it is, but today, if you're doing evil in the sight of the Lord, then you have no part in Him.
我们进神的国不是因为曾经为神、为教会做了多大的属灵的事。
We enter the kingdom of God is not because of how much spiritual gifts and how much things we've done.
也不是全球公认你是基督徒，这个基督教里面顶尖的属灵人物。
Or the world known you as the most elite spiritual leader.
你是不是呢？今天仍然敬畏神。
Do you still fear God today?
我们要常常问自己一个问题：神喜悦我吗？
We have to often ask ourselves this question: Is God pleased with us?
神的愤怒有没有踩在我的身上？
Is God's anger, on us, His wrath on us?
我可以说有一些基督徒神的愤怒还跟着他，他还不知道。
I can say some Christians, even though God's wrath is on them, they don't even notice.
因为我看到有一些基督徒明明得罪了，我也警告他了，指出了他了，仍然不悔改啊。
Because there's Christians, even though I point out they're wrong, they still don't repent.
而且我发现有一些的，甚至有一些是同神曾经重用的同工，神曾经给他很多恩赐，恩待他的同工。
Even some Christians who God has been blessing them all these years and used them all these years.
我说这样的同工，基督徒的确辜负了神的期待。
These brothers and sisters definitely forfeited God's expectations.
他今天行恶，行神眼中看恶的是不悔改，他自己落入审判是活该，但是呢，连带的使周边的人也失去了许多的应许。
What this person is doing, forfeiting God's expectation, is what they chose to do, but it's causing other people around them to not have the blessing.
正如所罗门因为受到神的审判，辜负了神的期待，失去应许，连带影响了整个国家和民族。
just like Solomon, him turning away from God, his act has caused the whole kingdom to fall apart.
所以今天我们每一个基督徒，我们有没有辜负神的期待？不单单是关系的你，关系你的子子孙孙，关系到很身边很多的人。
As Christians today, what we do, when we turn away from God, it affects our next generation, affects those people around us.
我们看到这刚才11到13节，我们看到本来神可以马上杀掉所罗门的，但是他没有这么做，因为神看在大卫的身上没有这么做，面子上没有。We see
from verse 11 to 13. The Lord could have killed Solomon immediately, but for the sake of David, he relented.
这是神特别的恩典。It's
God's special grace.
今天我说许多的基督徒行神也就看到恶的神没有马上收回你口中的气，你要赶快的悔改，不再偏离神了。A
lot of Christians today, when you offend God, God didn't take your breath away right away. You have to be extremely grateful and turn from your evil ways
towards God.
Because when you are devoted to God and do the right things, you will positively influence your next generation.
在日常生活中发现许多做父母的基督徒常常对他的儿女摇头叹气啊。
I see a lot of Christian parents, when they look at their kids, they shake their heads. Because their kids are let down.
但是弟兄们，你知道吗？我们的天父也在叹息，因为我们辜负了他的期待。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that our Heavenly Father is sighing as well, because we have let him down too.
不久前有基督徒，这个找我到他家里祷告，因为他们买了新的房子。So
a Christian family asked me to come over to her house and pray because they purchased a new house.
让传道人随传随到了。But
being a preacher, whenever you ask, I'll be there.
见面的时候，我问这对的基督徒父母，你们目前在哪一间教会聚会？
So when I arrived, I asked the Christian family, the Christian husband and wife, so what are you? What church do you guys currently go?
他们回答说，以前去过某某教会，目前没有固定的教会，因为工作很忙，没有时间。
They say, oh, I went to so-and-so church before, but now I don't have a set church because work is really busy.
很多人以为这样没事，好像就是轻描淡写的就提带过了。
So many people think, oh, that's just nothing, you know, it's just part of the conversation and move on to the next.
然后当场我就转头问他们的一对儿女。
So then I turned around and asked the kids, son and daughter.
他们的女儿上大学了，儿子高中了，他们的这个儿子居然说没有神。
I asked the daughter who, the daughter is in college and the son is in high school, and the son says there is no God.
他说：“我不需要神，神在哪里又看不到。”
He says, "I don't need God. I don't need to see Him."
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？一个基督徒的家庭父母说是老基督徒，信主好多年，但是因为好久没有去教会，连他们的孩子都不知道有神了。Brothers
and sisters, how many Christian family? How can this family be? The parents have been Christians for years, but because they haven't been to church for so long that their son doesn't even believe that there is a God.
是他们做父母的好不容易来到了美国，勤劳致富，买到了房子，为儿女预备了一切，让孩子上美国的学校。问题是，你失去了神的这个祝福应许啊。They've
came to America and worked so hard and bought a house for the kids and have them go to college and go to high school, but they forfeited the fact, forfeited God's promise. And God's blessing.
失去了一人信主全家得救的应许。
They've lost the promise of one man believes whole family being saved.
基督徒信耶稣，我们信了耶稣之后，不是自己得着救恩就可以了。我们要影响我们的子女，影响我们的身边的人都能够认识神啊。
Being a Christian, once we believe, we cannot just keep that grace to ourselves. We have to share with our next generation and also our friends and people around us.
曾经有基督徒对我说，牧师啊，你放心，我以后会好好去教会的，热心服侍主的。
Some Christians say to me, oh, Pastor, don't worry, I will go to the church in the future and faithfully serve in the future.
老实说，对这些的基督徒，我真不放心，因为他是敷衍我。
To be honest, I am very worried because I know they are lying to me.
也有些基督徒父母说，我的儿女虽然还没有悔改，我相信呢，神会有时间的，他们必定会悔改的。
And some Christians say, oh, even though my children don't believe right now, I believe God's, in God's timing, they will eventually.
其实说这样话的基督徒父母其实在麻痹自己，他不知道自己在说什么。
Actually, those Christian parents, they are just numbing themselves. They don't know what they're talking about.
我要说的是，如果耶稣今天晚上回来，你确定自己可以得救吗？
What I want to say is, Jesus came back tonight. Are you sure you are saved?
如果耶稣今天晚上回来，你确定你的儿女可以得救吗？
And if Jesus came tonight, are you sure your children will be saved?
当然，你可以说，牧师啊，你不要乱讲，耶稣今天晚上绝对不会回来。
And maybe you'll say, oh, Pastor, don't be silly. Jesus will not return tonight.
好，那我用另一个方式来说，如果今天晚上神收回你口中的气。
So let me put it in a different way then. So if God takes your last breath away tonight,
今天行神眼中看为恶的基督徒还不悔改，你确定自己可以得救吗？
And those who do things and do evil in the eyes of the Lord, are you sure you will be saved?
如果今天晚上神收回你儿女家人口中的气，你确定你的家人可以得救吗？
If God takes the last breath of your family member, your children, are you sure they will be saved?
或许有人说，牧师，你怎么这么讲话？
Some of you might say, oh gosh, Pastor, how can you say such words?
我为什么不能这么讲话呢? 因为我们发现呢，生命不在你的手中，明天你还活着，你可以确定吗？
The reason why I can say this is because no one knows about your life. Are you 100% sure you will be here tomorrow?
今天我们要成为一个属神的人。
Today, we want to be someone belonging to God.
如果你偏离了神，赶快悔改，否则你是没有保障的。
If you've drifted away from God, you have to repent.
是，我们都希望我们的家人长命百岁，活得好的。问题是，生有时，死有时啊，谁能够保证我的家人一定活得好，一定活得可以长寿呢？
We have to understand that life is short. We don't know when the hour of death is going to be. Of course, we want our family to have a long life and be healthy, but we don't know the hour. We cannot disappoint God's expectations. God has brought us friends, family, co-workers, people around us in the community, everywhere, so that we can share the good news with them. May God help bless us. Let us pray.
天父，感谢你的恩典。
Lord Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace.
因为你爱我们,
it's because you love us.
你将你的话再次的成明在我们的面前,
you once again brought your words in front of us.
我们知道所罗门曾经蒙了你何等的恩典,
we know how much grace Solomon has received from you in the past.
他曾经年轻的时候也非常的敬畏你爱你,
in his youth years, he was truly devoted, truly loved you.
但是他却违背了你的命令。
However, he turned away from your commands.
他的心因为受这些外邦女子的诱惑偏离了你。
His heart was lured by the foreign woman and turned away from you.
主啊，你们原本要借着他，使以色列国能够世世代代都敬畏你的。
You wanted to use Solomon so that the Israelite kingdom can worship you for generations.
但是因为他违背了你的命令，得看你行你眼中看为恶的事，使他自己带来了损失，也国家民族也带来了遭难。Because
he has done evil in the eyesight of you and has forfeited your commands, he brought disaster to himself as well as the Israelite kingdom.
主啊，求你借着今天的信息经文，能够再次提醒我们。Lord,
may you use today's passage to once again remind us.
让我们蒙你的光照，让我们自己省察我有没有偏离了神。That
we have to examine ourselves to see whether we have deviated from you.
不要让我们的心受诱惑。Help
our hearts not to be tested.
让我们一生能够诚诚实实顺服你，行你的道。So
that our whole entire life will be fully devoted to you and following your path.
主啊，求你再一次放纵我们每一个基督徒的生命。Lord,
may you once again turn our lives around.
将你的恩典、这个恩赐、能力再一次赏赐加倍的在我们的身上。
May you add upon grace upon us.
不但我们自己敬畏神，影响我们的子孙，影响我们身边的人，能够敬畏你。So
that we can influence those people around us who are co-workers and are also children, to be fearful of you.
也借着我们这些基督徒，能够建立你的教会，复兴你的教会。So
through us Christians, we can revive your church.
我们这样诚心祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this all in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.